to thank you for listening.
All right. Can we get a new song for next week? It'd be great. Oh, that's funny in there, I'll tell you. All right, a decade of Mac and Gatos, 10 days of giveaways. Today is day number 5.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mac, what do we have?
All right, we have a weekend getaway to San Diego, including a two-night hotel stay on Mission Bay.
Oh, nice.
Airfare for two, return airfare for two from Phoenix to San Diego, plus a $100 Visa gift card. You got spending money.
I was really hoping that this would not be the case. I was really hoping that he would continue down the road that he was going for the last 4 days.
You and me both.
President Donald Trump was behaving himself. It's the only way I know how to say it, behaving himself when it comes to the Brett Kavanaugh situation, and there is someone who has accused him of sexual assault in high school. And Donald Trump, we said this over the last few days, he has handled it well. And I'm a little bit surprised because you know how this guy is. Well, today he dropped the civil tone. And today he went and pretty much slammed Brett Kavanaugh's accuser's credibility on Twitter. So the part that stuck out to me is he can't figure out for the life of him. He just doesn't know. He can't figure out for the life of him. Why wouldn't a woman call the police if she was assaulted?
Yeah.
There's no reason that women can't call the police if she's
if it was that bad, why wouldn't you report it?
Does he doesn't get it.
No. But should it surprise us? It shouldn't, but it's still shocking that he is just this tone deaf or elite or whatever you want to call it. It really is.
All right. So there are many reasons that women do not report an assault. We could do 5 hours on the reasons why women don't come forward. You know, why did a lot of women not come forward for Harvey Weinstein?
For years.
For years. The Me Too movement, a lot of them came forward.
Yeah.
And I think part of it was there were a lot of women that were saying, we're going to come forward, we're going to do this, and we're going to tell everybody how much of a scum this guy is. But for years, they didn't. There's a reason for that.
There is a reason for that, and it is sometimes you don't think people will believe you, or you think that, well, this person has more money, has more influence, I can't possibly go up against them. Mm. Whatever reason it is, there are reasons why a lot of sexual assaults, and more than you think, go unreported, and the president just proved once again how out of touch and how much of an old white rich guy he is. If it was so bad, why didn't you go to the cops?
So earlier today, we took a few calls from some women who were assaulted, and they did not come forward and report it. There's also a hashtag after Trump's ridiculous tweet.
Yeah,
why I didn't report. A lot of women are saying, here's why. How do you not know this, Mr. President? This was one call we took earlier today.
All right, Heather, you're in Phoenix. Why didn't you report?
Well, first of all, when this happened back then, there was a shame issue there. How do you go and tell somebody that the person, you know, that you somewhat knew, you know, attacked you, assaulted you? How do you go and tell your parents? Back then, I mean, today we raised our child to come to us and talk. Back then, I mean, I was the last out of 7 children, so it was very difficult. But I will tell you, what happened to her was very similar to what happened to me. The person was very successful in life, not to say that I'm not, but this is what happens. So there's a lot of shame, embarrassment. You're a 15, 16-year-old kid, okay, back then. I know this happened in 85 to her, okay, and she was right around that age, teenager. So I get it. I think that Trump is wrong. Let's just put it this way. I couldn't tell you the date. I can tell you the place, but I couldn't tell you the date. Okay, mm-hmm. When this happened. I talked about it 25 years after it happened. I noticed that I was very depressed. I don't like to be in a closed room. I always like to know there's a door. When I was growing up, going to parties, I really didn't go after that. I was afraid.
Yeah.
I was totally afraid.
And this happened before this, like in the 70s?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right. Heather, thank you so much for telling your story.
So that was a phone call from earlier today. We had a lot of women call in during our 3 o'clock hour telling us, well, here's why I did not report it. There are a lot of reasons why women don't report it. I mean, if it happened in the workplace, they could be scared they're going to get fired. If it, let's say it happened in high school, what if the boy is a popular student and his parents
are
well-to-do?
Well-known in the community.
What if women or girls don't think that their parents would believe them?
We also heard one person who said, my family didn't want me to go through the public display of a trial, of being interrogated.
Right.
It just wasn't worth it.
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons. The president doesn't understand and has no clue that there are actually reasons why women do not come forward.
Right.
All right. Why don't we play a couple more of these calls that we took earlier today? They're very powerful. And we're basically just some of the women who are listening, who were assaulted, they're sharing with us why they didn't report it. We're not judging them. We're not telling them they did the right thing or the wrong thing. We're just trying to learn why they didn't report it. Plus, we've got, I think, a little bit of a breaking news story about this whole Kavanaugh issue. We'll do that next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, we do not have a winner. Pamela Seuss did not call us back, so we want to give you a trip to San Diego, a weekend getaway, including a two-night stay at a nice hotel on Mission Bay. Also, $100 in a Visa gift card. So call right now. We'll take the 10th caller, 602-277-5827. 602-277-5827. Caller 10 right now wins as a decade of Mac and Gatos. We're giving away a bunch of stuff this week, and next week's going to be even better.
It's going to be even bigger. That's right. One of the things that we've been discussing throughout the day is that Trump has dropped his civil tone, and he has gone back to ripping people, and this time he decided to slam Brett Kavanaugh's accuser's credibility.
Right.
Well, why didn't she just call the police?
Why wouldn't you call the FBI and have this documented?
Right. He doesn't know or understand why there are many women out there who get assaulted and do not report it.
Yeah.
There's a hashtag going on social media of women saying, here's my story, and the hashtag, why I didn't report.
And guys, it's more than you would think. And that is the shocking part of all of this, is that if you're a guy, no matter how old you are, there are more people who have been sexually assaulted than you would ever think that don't report. For a number of reasons.
Yeah, you can come up with 100 reasons. And Trump doesn't understand that.
Right.
So he decided just to rip this woman. Listen, I don't know if she's telling the truth or lying. I don't know. I don't know if Kavanaugh's telling the truth or lying. I don't know. But what I do know is there's a reason why women don't report their assault. And so what we did earlier today is we took calls from women who were assaulted. And we said, can you share with us why you did not report it? Take a listen.
All right, Tracy, you are in Peoria. Why did you not share or tell anybody, Tracy?
There were two different occasions when I was 15 years old, and one was not as harsh as what Ms. Ford is accusing Kavanaugh of, and the reason I didn't report is because it wasn't that big of a deal. The other was much worse.
Same person or two different people?
Two different people, different times.
Okay.
The second time, I didn't know who the person was, and I didn't report because I didn't want to be put on trial for, you know, like the what were you wearing and that kind of a thing.
You didn't want to go to court.
Right. This was in the 80s, the late 80s.
Do you regret that decision at all?
My biggest regret in not reporting the second incident is that I don't know, and I will never know if he went on to commit the same act on someone else.
Yeah.
If I would have reported it and prevented that, then that therein lies my regret.
Was it also the point of no one would believe me, like you would really have to struggle to prove or for people in a courtroom to believe your story? Did that ever come out or did that ever come up?
Yes, that was a fear. And I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just don't think clearly at that age about all of the repercussions. You just don't want to put your family through anything. You don't want to go through anything, have to relive the event.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay, so we have a long list of why women don't report an assault. And we've heard it's a shame issue. One woman told us, well, back, you know, 30 years ago, it wasn't talked about.
Or women were expected to do what guys wanted, even if I didn't.
I don't want to put my family through this.
Right.
He was a popular student in high school. We heard that too.
Or the family will say, we don't want the public spotlight on us. So please don't report it.
The girl or woman does not want to be in a courtroom to have to relive the whole thing.
Right.
So, excuse me, Mr. President, there are a lot of different reasons why women do not report this kind of stuff. It's not so easy, as you said. Well, why didn't you just call the police? That's just heartless. And it's too bad because he actually was handling the whole situation like an adult. And then he turned into a toddler today on Twitter.
There's a story. I don't know if you saw this story. There's a story out of Minnesota, a state representative who's running for re-election. Mm-hmm. His daughter has come out and said that my dad did inappropriate stuff with me. And she has said, I went to the police a number of years ago and they just didn't believe me. So now she has had to come out again and say, I'm an adult. I'm a woman now. This stuff is what I'm accusing my dad of. And the cops didn't believe me. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stay silent. Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And I think, you know, just to go back to the situation with Kavanaugh and his accuser, we can't say it enough. We don't know what happened. We don't know who to believe. Usually I take the woman's side and, you know, if I had to make a decision, I would take the accuser's side because that's what I usually do.
You know,
but
we got
to tell you, I just don't know in this specific case. I don't know.
But you're not alone in that. There's a new poll that has come out about Kavanaugh's nomination.
41% say we don't want him as the nominee,
which is the highest number since they started polling Supreme Court nominees. 41% say we don't want this guy.
30% say we want this guy.
Yeah.
So that's one of the first polls that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think, you know, of hearing all this stuff about what happened in high school to this woman, if it in fact did happen, we took calls. Some women called and said they were assaulted in high school. I got to tell you, if you have a daughter, have a talk with her this weekend about going to parties. About being alone with a boy.
About saying no.
About saying no. And by the way, have a talk with your son.
Absolutely.
When you get to those high school years, have a talk with your son, too. Listen, this is what is appropriate. This is what you do. If she says no, you say no. And I think that as parents, we all have to have that talk. Maybe out of this whole situation, we can have that talk with boys and girls.
Absolutely.
All right.
Coming up, we've got new information on the deadline. Has the Senate... or the senator, the Judiciary Commission, have they heard from Dr. Ford
about... giving her an ultimatum.
Yeah. The new information is the ultimatum. And what does that mean for Dr. Ford and Kavanaugh? We'll tell you about that next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos. Arizona's Afternoon News, 92.3 FM. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, congratulations to Tammy Harris. She was the 10th caller. She is getting a San Diego getaway. Mac and Gatos, a decade of Mac and Gatos, 10 days and 10 ways of saying thank you. She has listened for over 10 years, she says.
Nice.
And today is her husband's birthday.
Fantastic.
So congratulations. Have a great time in San Diego. Monday, we give away Elton John tickets.
That's great. That's a big ticket. Yep.
Yep.
I think next week we're also going to be giving $1,000 away.
At one point, yeah.
Yeah. So text 10 to 411-923. Listen every day at 515.
Yeah.
We've given away five big, huge prizes this week, five more next week.
Right.
In a second, we're going to have another major Mac and Gatos moment.
Over 10 years, yeah.
In the 10 years, we've liked at times to sing on the show.
Oh, is that what this
and
one is?
And it's been horrible.
Yikes.
So we'll leave you with that in a few minutes.
Right.
All right.
All right. Everybody wants to know about the deadline that has been kind of drawn in the sand, if you will, by the Senate Republicans for the Kavanaugh nomination. We've talked about the list of demands. Mm-hmm. Dr. Ford's demands, Kavanaugh's demands, or the Senate's demands. Now we hear that the Senate Judiciary Chair, Chuck Grassley from Iowa, says if they do not hear from Dr. Ford's attorneys by tonight at 7 our time, 10 p.m. Eastern, the committee is going to vote on Kavanaugh's nomination Monday. So far, they have not heard anything from Dr. Ford's lawyers.
Well, they have heard from Dr. Ford's lawyers. They've gotten the conditions. They might just not like the conditions. So the conditions from Ford's lawyers have been sent to the Senate. I don't know what the senators are saying. I don't get it. Because her lawyers are saying she will not be able to appear any sooner than next Thursday. Only senators can question my client. Kavanaugh would testify first, then Ford would testify, and Kavanaugh would not have an opportunity to respond or rebut. They'd be providing accurate security, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't really know what's going on.
They're just holding out, and by 10 o'clock
who's
or 7
out?
O'clock, the lawyers, Dr. Ford's lawyers, maybe they're getting their rebuttal together or something, and they'll contact Grassley, but Grassley's like, we've extended the deadline. The deadline's 10 o'clock Eastern time now. If we don't hear anything, we vote Monday.
I think it'd be a mistake to not let her speak and vote on Monday.
How long do you let her? How long do you let the negotiations go, though?
I think I negotiate and figure it out and get her in there Thursday. I think that's okay. I think Thursday's a fine day.
Oh,
you know,
you say Thursday.
Uh-huh.
There's a report that Dr. Ford said she won't fly to D.C.
Okay.
She doesn't like to be in confined spaces.
So she may have to drive from California to D.C.
Well, my goodness, if you drive across the country, that takes days. I mean, do you acquiesce to that? At what point do you say, okay, look, we have tried to work with you, but we can't make this work?
I think if she wants to speak, she should speak. And I think that her demands are not ridiculous.
But the not getting on a plane thing, that's a little bit of a red flag
for me.
You
could send her a private plane.
I would.
Yeah.
Send her own jumbo jet and tell her to get on it.
Yeah. I think that
send her Air Force One.
She should be heard, and we need to hear about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who's telling the truth here.
Right.
All right. That'll about do it for the show. Remember, at 5:15 on Monday, we're going to give away Elton John tickets.
Yes, we are.
Now, at this point of the show, we usually do the sounds of the week.
Yeah.
You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, the fun and frivolity of the past week.
Right.
Well, we put together a little montage of bits and pieces of the last 10 years where we like to sing on the show. Okay?
All right.
So we call this a major Mac and Gatos moment.
A decade of Mac and Gatos.
Don't call it a comeback.
We continue our Valentine's Day themed kicking off the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie?
Yes.
What's my DJ name on a Friday on KTAR?
Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Hit my music, Junior. You better sing.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I am not singing. Yeah.
Oh, yes, you are.
Great song.
And get into character.
If you see a faded sign by the side of the road that says it's 15 miles to the... That's your part, Junior. Oh, this is great. This is just great. Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway. Mm-hmm. Anytime you want to help. Looking for the love. Looking for that love getaway. Uh-huh. Heading for the love. You are a son of a...
Bang, bang, bang. On the door, baby.
I'm going to kill you. Knock a little louder, sugar.
It's more than a feeling.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
When I hear that old song they used to play.
Wow, he's getting close.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Oh.
Yeah!
Michael McDonald.
That's right.
Take all now and find
come on.
Ain't no
Olivia Newton-John is joining us. What would it take for you to make my lifelong dream come true and have a little duet?
What song are you thinking about?
My dream has come true.
Yeah,
good times.
Anytime you need a payoff. Yeah.
Good times.
Anytime you feel free.
Da, 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 da,
not getting hassled. Da, 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 not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water.
Making a way when you can.
I will tell you about the baby.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit to ripoffs.
Good times.
Scratching and surviving.
Good times. Ain't we lucky we got
you totally some. Missed a separate verse.
Good times.
A decade of Mac and Gatos.
Go